Here.
Trustee Lawler?
Here.
Trustee Leblatt?
Here.
Trustee Healy?
Here.
Trustee Katsinas?
Here.
Trustee Malani?
Here.
And Mayor Dodge?
Here.
Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Approval of the March 2nd, 2026, regular meeting minutes.
Mr. Chairman?
Katsinas?
I move to approve the minutes of the Board of Trustees meeting of March 2nd, 2026.
Second.
So motion second, comments or questions? Call the roll.
Trustee Katsinas?
Aye.
Trustee Malani?
Aye.
Trustee Lawrence?
Aye.
Trustee Lawler?
Aye.
Trustee Leblatt?
Aye.
Trustee Healy?
Aye.
Mayor Dodge?
Aye.
Motion passes. Non-scheduled citizens and visitors for agenda-specific public comment.
Anyone would like to address the board? All right. Next item?
Accounts payable, March 3rd, 2026, through March 16th, 2026. Looking for approval.
Mr. Mayor?
Trustee Leblatt.
I move to approve the accounts payable, March 3rd, 2026, through March 16th, 2026, in the amount of $3,413,575.33.
There's a motion and a second. Any comments or questions? Call the roll.
Trustee Leblatt?
Aye.
Trustee Healy?
Aye.
Trustee Lawrence?
Aye.
Trustee Lawler?
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas?
Aye.
Trustee Malani?
Aye.
Mayor Dodge?
Aye.
Consent agenda. A, payroll for February 27, 2026, approval. B, 2026, asphalt joint and crack filling, ITB number 26-019 award. C, rock salt certificate of authority by vote and rock salt purchase. D, amend Title VII, Chapter 4, number of Class A liquor licenses as an ordinance. E, amend Title VII, Chapter 4, number of Class D liquor licenses ordinance. F, all electric Class 8 Kenworth T880E dump truck and charging equipment purchase. G, approval of the Board of Trustees closed session meetings. H, Ravinia South Extension Phase 2 Design Engineering Contract Amendment Supplement Number 1. I, resolution authorizing and approving a commitment by the Village of Orland Park for the 2026, quote, Invest in Cook, quote, grant program, which is the Old Oak Hill multi-use path. J, 2026 Centennial Park West band authorization. K, an ordinance amending Appendix B to Ordinance Number 6079, Second Amendment. L, fiscal year 2026 budget amendment number 1. M, utility billing implementation, procurement change order, and final invoices. N, recodification of the Village Code. And O, 143rd Street and John Humphrey Drive, intersection improvements and bridge replacements project. Acceptance of utility joint use agreement and encroachment agreement.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Malani.
Move to approve items A through O of the consent agenda.
Second.
The motion and a second. Please call the roll.
Trustee Malani?
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas?
Aye.
Trustee Lawrence?
Aye.
Trustee Lawler?
Aye.
Trustee Leblatt?
Aye.
Trustee Healy?
Aye.
Mayor Dodge?
Aye.
Consent agenda is approved. Development services, plat a subdivision for Crescent Hill, 148, 108th Avenue.
Mr. Mayor.
Trustee Lawler.
I move to approve a plat of subdivision for Crescent Hill for case number 2025-0947, subject to the condition that the final copy of the plat is printed on Mylar and submitted to the village ready for recording at the Cook County Recorder of Deeds office. And I authorize staff to execute and record the plat.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Comments or questions? Call the roll, please.
Trustee Lawler?
Aye.
Trustee Healy?
Aye.
Trustee Lawrence?
Aye.
Trustee Leiblatt?
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas?
Aye.
Trustee Malani?
Aye.
Mayor Dodge?
Aye.
Motion passes. An ordinance approving the transfer and reallocation of volume cap in connection with private activity bond issues.
We have to delay these two.
What?
The ordinance annexation.
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, both the two annexing the property and the authorizing annexation agreement needs to be postponed to the next meeting, which I believe is April 6th. You jointly can make those motions since they pertain to the same one. So if the board would entertain a motion to postpone both of those items, you can do that that way.
Trustee Leiblatt.
I move to postpone items 2026-0014 and as is 2026-0195 for discussion and approval at the next meeting of April 6th.
Second.
So motion and a second. Any comments or questions? Call the roll.
I'm sorry. Trustee Leiblatt.
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas.
Aye.
Trustee Lawrence.
Aye.
Trustee Lawler.
Aye.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Trustee Malani.
Aye.
Mayor Dodge.
Aye.
Finance, an ordinance approving the transfer and reallocation of volume cap in connection with private activity bond issues and related matters.
Is there a motion?
Mr. Mayor.
Trustee Lawler.
I move to adopt an ordinance entitled, an ordinance approving the transfer and reallocation of volume cap in connection with private activity bond issues and related matters.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. George, before I call a roll, just because this is one of those opaque titles in municipal government, just 30-second explanation.
Yep. So the IRS code has a section in there that allows municipalities and some not-for-profits, for example, medical centers, to get an annual allocation of volume cap. And basically what it does is allows the village to authorize someone that's coming into the village as an industrial user to get lower interest rate on bonds. So since we typically don't have anybody that's interested in taking advantage of that program, every year you have to either reserve that allocation or it goes away. So for many years now, the village has participated in a program that is run through the town of Normal. They have a first-time home buyer program. And so our allocation of the volume cap goes to this program, and it allows all residents in Illinois, including Orland Park, the ability to take advantage of this first-time home buyer program. If we did nothing with this at the end of the year, it would just fall away. So there's no cost to us. There's no paperwork involved. We do the simple ordinance, and then the town of Normal, working through their consultant, they're able to use that to help first-time home buyers.
Any comments or questions from the board?
Mr. Chairman?
Jessica Katsinas.
Just to be clear, George, it is for all residents looking to purchase in Orland Park, not necessarily for Orland Park residents, correct? Current Orland Park residents.
It's actually a program that's it's available to every participating. So since we participate Orland Park, so it is for homes that are available in Orland Park.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Any other comments or questions? All right, call the roll, please.
Trustee Lawler?
Aye.
Trustee Healy?
Aye.
Trustee Lawrence?
Aye.
Trustee Leblatt?
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas?
Aye.
Trustee Malani?
Aye.
Mayor Dodge?
Aye.
ClearGov subscription for financial reporting modules, ACFR, PAFR, monthly and quarterly reporting.
Mr. Mayor?
Trustee Lawrence?
I move to approve and authorize the execution of a sole source procurement in the service order dated March 4, 2026, between the Village of Orland Park and ClearGov for the ACRF, PAFR, monthly and quarterly reporting modules at a not-to-exceed cost of $26,531.50, a one-time setup fee for fiscal year 2026, and annual subscriptions fees, $21,667.18 for fiscal year 2026, $37,143.75 for fiscal year 2027, $38,258.06 for fiscal year 2028, for a total not to exceed amount of $123,600.49, and authorize the village manager to execute all related contracts subject to village attorney review.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. George, I think we're going to have a quick discussion on this one, correct? Presentation?
Yep. And Chris, Finance Director Chris, has just a brief overview.
Good evening, Mayor and Board. Yeah, I'll be real brief here. I'll start out with a quick history. We've been using ClearGov. They now merge with Gravity. And so we started in 2021. We brought on the ClearGov budgeting, digital budget book, and the capital budgeting. So we've been using those modules already to we update that in the portal, and we can export it into our presentation for the GFOA budget award. So on the right is the award we received last year, and we can expect to continue doing that as well going forward. I also submitted a couple weeks ago the 2026 budget application. So then in 2022, we did add in the transparency module, where we update monthly on a monthly basis our checks that we've approved by the board and cut the following day for each check run we've run. So with that transparency portal, we actually plan on expanding on that. There's a lot more features to that module. We've only been using one feature, so we're going to expand on that into a dashboard to kind of enhance our transparency within the finance department and also eventually to the other departments. Recently, for the 2025 budget, we did add in the operational and personnel budgeting modules. So we're planning on using those, as we discussed in the past, as for incorporating that more into our budget process. In the past, we've kind of done it in our other Tyler program. We're going to actually do it here, where there's more detail, more nicer reports, easier to review. And as we do the budget, it updates as well. So it's easy to export into our financial system, and it works well that way. It also gives the departments one place to go in and update the budget rather than multiple systems. So it's kind of the angle I'm going for that. And then what I'm asking for today, I'm recommending adding the four more modules. One is the annual comprehensive financial report, the popular annual financial report, the monthly reporting, and the quarterly reporting. I think the monthly reporting is the biggest, my most excited feature of these, because we'll be able to expand on our monthly financial report with better graphs, better information of exactly what the board, what the residents are looking for. We put it in there. It's automated as well. So once we update our system, we can export the data, put it into here, and it automatically populates into the format and grouping that we want it to. So so basically, benefits, as you see, it streamlines our financial report presentation. It's automated, and it's fully integrated with the other platforms as well. So any data we put in here also flows into the other modules that we already are using. So With that, any questions?
Chris, could you go to the last page?
Sure.
So one of the things that might keep, no, no, keep going.
Oh.
No, no, go to the end of your deck in your supplemental information.
Okay, gotcha.
So this is not a great representation, but one of the things we've talked about with Chris is I'd like to get to a place where on the upcoming transparency and rebuild to the website, we are providing monthly financial status reports to the residents. And I think that we should be able to show in some graphical form, this is a mock-up, so it's certainly not our data, be able to show everybody in Orland Park exactly where we are on a month-to-month basis and cumulatively through the year in terms of revenue. Expenditures are a little harder because they can be a little more volatile, so that might be a quarterly report.
Right.
But the goal is to make sure people understand exactly where we're sitting. So these modules will help Chris and his team do this without a lot of moving data between systems or reformatting it for exposition on the website. So I'm looking forward to having this in place. So it's a work in progress, and we'll be coming back to the trustees for their ideas of what types of breakouts or reports we can be doing.
Me too. Appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Mayor?
Trustee Healy?
I think this is a great step forward. It seems like over the last couple of years, we've had problems with the audits. We've had personnel shortages. We've had the system being redone and that system issues. And now it seems like it's a major step forward to the financial reporting system, which is, I've looked at other suburbs and there's some do it better, but most of them do it, I think we're far ahead of many suburbs, but we're not at the top yet. So, but correct. This is a great step forward, and I think it's going to be great. It's, I hope it could be some bumps in the beginning, but I think it'll get straightened out just like everything else. So, Chris, good luck with this. I think it's going to be fun.
Exactly. Thank you. Can I add one more thing, too? There's a white glove service they're offering now, too. So we can pretty much give them a PDF of what we want it to look like, and they'll do it for us. So it's kind of nice that they're helping us. So it doesn't take our resources away to managing this. They do it for us, and then we give them feedback how we want it to get, updated and what information we want in there. So it's a more collaborative effort on ClearGo's side as well, so I think it'll be good. Thank you.
Any other comments or questions from the board? We have a motion and a second, correct? Yes. All right, call the roll, please.
Trustee Lawrence?
Aye.
Trustee Liebling?
Aye.
Trustee Lawler?
Aye.
Trustee Healy?
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas?
Aye.
Trustee Malani?
Aye.
Mayor Dodge?
Aye.
Approval of a Conservation and Sustainability Advisory Board recommendation to participate in the, quote, Restore the Canopy, Plant a Tree program.
Mr. Mayor?
Trustee Lawrence. Lawler. I was thinking this is going to be a Dina item.
Dina, do you want to?
Trustee Lawler.
Okay. I move to approve participation in the Restore the Canopy, Plant a Tree program.
Second.
All right, there's a motion and a second. Sounds like a great idea. I don't have any questions, but any questions from the board or any comments from the staff?
Jim can just kind of update the board here.
So good evening. So this is a new advisory board, as you know, the Conservation Sustainability. And they met in February, and they wanted to start and be as aggressive as they could about trying to celebrate the community and our environment. And toward that end, and in honor of Arbor Day, this idea was brought forward, and they are formally recommending that we pursue this no-cost program. And several members of the advisory board have agreed to volunteer to help actually hand out these on a first-come, first-served basis. To residents, if you are in favor of this program.
Did you say no costume?
Yes, I did.
Any comments or questions from the board, serious and otherwise? Sounds like a great program. Glad they're pursuing it and bringing it to our attention. So,
Mr. Mayor?
Trustee Leaflet.
Sorry, I was not as quick on the draw as I had hoped to be. Just very quickly, I love the idea of a canopy, driving down the street and seeing... maybe I won't see them, but at some point they're being mature trees, and I think this is a wonderful idea, and I'm really grateful we're participating.
Any others?
Mr. Mayor?
Trustee Lawrence?
For some additional clarification for those that don't have the documentation that we have, these are oak tree saplings, so they're very small. But as Trustee Leaflad was alluding to, we plant trees, not for ourselves, but we plant trees for our grandkids and their children. And in particular, these trees that are being given to us by the Metropolitan Water Reclamation District, they're oak trees. A couple different varieties of oak trees, as I understand it, white oak, red oak, white swamp oak, and burr oak are among the varieties that they have that they're giving out. And in case people don't know, oak trees are actually probably the most valuable tree from an environmental perspective because they host so many different species of nature and benefit them. So for those people who are thinking they would like to add an oak tree to their property, one thing you should think about first is that oak trees get very big and their roots go very far. They go very deep and they also do spread out. So if you're thinking about it, you better think very carefully of where you want to put it in your yard. And the other thing to think about is these are tiny little sapling trees. They will need a lot of care for this first couple years. You'll have to be sensitive to when you're watering them and being sure that as things get dry, as things get really hot, that you're maintaining appropriate watering for them, probably for the first 2 years at least. Certainly a lot of attention in the first year, but even in the second year, as things get dry, you probably will need to be attending to them. So delighted that one of the members of the Conservation and Sustainability Committee took it upon himself to go to the MWRD and say, hey, Orland Park requests to receive some of the trees that you're promoting to be giving away. Took it upon himself to do it and was successful. We don't know exactly how many trees we're going to get, but perhaps 50, 100, maybe even 200 trees. So again, as Jim said, it's going to be first come, first serve. So think about it hard and then plan to get in line quickly. We don't have a date, a distribution date yet, but when we do, we'll make it known. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
You're welcome. Any other comments or questions? So, George, let's make sure as we get closer to this, we let people know, and then let's figure out how we coordinate this. I picture a long line. So, thank you. Is there a motion to second?
Yes.
All right, call the roll, please.
Trustee Lawler?
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas?
Aye.
Trustee Lawrence?
Aye.
Trustee Leaflet?
Aye.
Trustee Healy?
Aye.
Trustee Milani?
Aye.
Mayor Dodge?
Aye.
Motion passes. Non-scheduled citizens and visitors for public comment on items relevant to village business.
Is there anyone who'd like to address the board?
Board comment.
Mr. Healy?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to just have everybody, well, two items. I wish everybody a very happy St. Patrick's Day. And I would like to compliment our clerk on wearing a very nice green coat or sport coat today. I think it's very, I wish I had one. So thank you.
We'll see if we can do a budget amendment so we all wear green on St. Patrick's Day or appropriate colors on the other days.
Okay.
Trustee Lawler?
No comments tonight.
Trustee Lawrence?
For those residents who are interested in knowing a little bit about how we spend some of our many millions of dollars that we take in, you might imagine that we spend a lot of money on the water department and on water facilities. We recently completed and successfully tested a bypass system, which gives the Village of Orland Park a redundant system, a backup system. So a lot of money, a lot of resources went into it. That system is complete. We can feel comfortable in that if our primary system fails, that we will still be able to supply the water that the residents want and, in fact, that they need. Thank you.
Trustee Katsinas?
Wanted to reiterate what Bill said. Happy St. Patrick's Day. We have plenty of Irish places in town. I hope you can go there and celebrate responsibly. And I know the police department would appreciate that. And that's it. Thank you.
Trustee Milani.
Thank you for the opportunity to have comments, because the village attorney said he wanted to be here past 8, so I've got about 17 minutes worth of comments.
All right, go for it. Trustee Milani, microphone's yours.
No, actually, the
poor attorney, remember?
Yeah.
Just real quick, I want to remind everybody about the Memorial Day weekend Red, White, and Blue Barbecue Fest and Parade on the 23rd. There's going to be a parade, there'll be food vendors, there'll be music, and most importantly, if we can get enough attendees, a barbecue cook-off. So if you're interested in cooking, please go to our website and register. Also, I do have a piece of green on, so I just wanted to share that with everybody as well. So thank you all, and have a great night.
Trustee Liebling.
I just want to, you know, as always, thank the staff for putting together the information that they put together with regard to all of this, all of these items that we vote on, and especially their response to the weather, you know, like starting, you know, well before yesterday, but certainly as soon as we were, you know, aware of what the weather was going to be like, you know, how Sunday was going to try on every season in one day, and then carry on with snow overnight, and then, you know, what we woke up to, our village staff was ready. And, you know, ready to go and, you know, aware of what was happening and watching it and monitoring it. So I want to, you know, thank you all for that. And happy St. Patrick's Day to everybody, and to have a great day tomorrow. I am wearing green tomorrow.
Well, thank you. It as everybody said, happy St. Patrick's Day. A special affinity for this. My mother was born in County Clare, Ireland, so it runs deep in our family. And it's a fun time of year. To kind of celebrate one's heritage. Just a couple of quick notes. We had U.S. Representative Sean Caston come in this week, and we had a very good discussion with him about our infrastructure needs. And no surprise, there's things are always tight, whether you go to Springfield or you go to Washington for funding, but he was receptive. He understands what we're looking for, and we've got multiple requests. Great job from the presentations with engineering and with public works as we represent.